that the blood will speak for us.
Amen.
If we've been washed in the blood.
Yes.
Are you washed? Wake up, saints.
Mm-hmm.
Get busy doing everything, but are you washed?
Yes.
In the blood.
Mm-hmm.
In the
soul
cleansing flood.
Blood.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Then later on, come back and say, oh, be washed in the blood. Because would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Would you be wondrously and wonderfully made whole again? There is wonderful power in the blood. So, oh, be washed in the blood, in that soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. And if you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you know that your sins are all passed away. You can tell the world about this. You can tell the nations. You've been blessed.
Yes.
You can tell them what Jesus has done. Because
yes.
You know that the Comforter,
yes,
he has come.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he brings joy.
Yes.
I said he brings joy.
Yes.
To our souls. If you don't have any joy, it might be because you don't know Jesus.
All right.
Or you have forgotten who Jesus is. Because he said, I come that your joy, that you might have joy, and that your joy might be full.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm so glad the trouble will last always.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that things come and then they come to pass. They don't stay. But he said, my joy and my peace will remain with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on him.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
How wonderful that is. To know that he will keep us if we want to be kept.
Mm-hmm.
He will lead us if we want to be led. All we have to do is just trust him. And how wonderful it is to know that we have a Savior whose name is Jesus.
Yeah.
And that he is coming again to receive us unto himself. I'm so glad that he saved me. Because I was lost. Deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained within. I was sinking to the point where I couldn't rise anymore.
Yeah.
But the Master heard my cry. Troubled waters, he lifted me. Now saved am I.
Yeah.
I'm saved by his power divine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saved. And I got a new life that's sublime.
Yeah.
Life now is sweet. And my joy is complete. Because I'm
saved.
And I'm
saved.
Wake up. See, you're so busy watching everybody else, you can't even hear. I'm saved. I'm saved.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saved.
Yeah.
Question is not who else is hearing. The question is, are you here? Because we have to give testimony for ourselves.
Yeah.
Faithful is God that promise he will perform. We thank God for our desire, Mr. Kennedy, and to all of the different talk tenderly. And the Bible says that you train up the child in the way. They learn how to do everything in the world. They know every dance. I've seen children rap, and they use the exact same words that they hear the rappers use. I've seen them dance, and they dance, and they can do just as close to the vulgar things that you see folks do, as well as, all dancing is not bad. I'm going to tell you that every dance that is done is an evil dance. But it's sad that we really don't teach them, and they don't seem to mimic us, unlike when we were coming up in the praise. That's because they see us too many times dancing to the worldly things. And we ought not to give that which is precious unto God to just anything. God's praise belongs to Him.
Amen.
You ought to give the highest praise.
Amen.
Which means you ought to get the best praise.
Yeah.
There should be a time when our hearts and minds are set. And in this season, this ought to be that time.
Yeah.
The Bible says that the Redeemer of the Lord say so.
Mm-hmm.
And so we should be ready to share God's word, especially in this season of Thanksgiving. No, Pastor, this is resurrection. This ain't Thanksgiving. Yes, this is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Thank God that God gave His Son.
Yeah.
And His Son gave His life.
Mm-hmm.
That we might have a right to the tree of life. So we ought to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
And bless His name.
Yeah.
Give Him glory. This is, as I said this morning, this is the real happy day. This is the time when we really can come as one. Because you weren't there when I came through. Songwriter said, one time, so you don't know you weren't there, you don't know when, and you don't know where. But one thing about this, we know when, we know where, and we know how.
Amen.
And so we are to come with one heart, and we can sing that's an old happy day when Jesus washed all our sins away. He taught me how to walk right and pray. Oh, happy day. Thank you, Jesus. I want you, if you will, to turn with us. I'm not going to be long this morning. It's an imperative that we get to God's word. Every time we go to church, we look for a lot of things. We want to hear the choir sing. We want to hear the solos. Somebody say, I want to get my praise on. I want to get my dance on. I'm going to get my act on, my gift on. But we've forgotten that the real reason for service is about God's word. It is about the word of God. Lord, we come to hear from you. Because if we don't hear from you, we don't know what to do. If we don't hear from you, we've just been carrying on a lot of physical activity. But in His presence is fullness of joy and pleasures every morning. But I want you to look at Book of Luke. And Miss Leah spoke to her this morning. No, she had no idea exactly where we were come from. But she was talking about the two thieves. She said, Jesus talked to two thieves on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And the one asked him and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered that one. And Jesus also heard from the other malefactor, thief, who said, if thou be the Son of Man, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and save us. Looking therefore at Luke 22 and 39, and listen what it says, read that 49th verse. That 40th verse, I'm sorry. 22 and 40. Bibles are still good, aren't they? Let's read.
And when he was at the place, he said unto
them, I'm sorry, 23 and 40. Have any fear of God? Don't you realize you're dying and you're going to meet God in a minute, and you got enough sense to know you ought not to be railing against this innocent man because he has done nothing. And then he just simply asked him, Lord, remember me. How wonderful that is. Lord, remember me.
Yes.
When thou comest into thy Father's kingdom. And again, Jesus answered, now turn with me to John, the 10th chapter. And the 17th verse, and the 18th. You have it, say amen.
Amen.
Listen to what he said. Therefore doth my Father, read.
Love me.
Because I laid down my
life.
How wonderful. Because I laid down my life. Read on.
That I might take it again.
Seize it. Grasp it again. No man, what?
Take it from me.
But?
I lay it down of myself.
Thank you, Jesus. I lay it down of myself. Read on.
I have power to lay it down. And I have power to take it again. Commandment have I received of my Father.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
How wonderful that is.
Yes.
Look your neighbor. I'd rather just repeat this after me. He could have come down.
He could have come down.
From the cross.
From the cross.
Just to save himself.
Just to save himself.
But he decided to die.
But he decided to die.
Just to save me.
Just to save me.
Thank you. Say it again. He could have come down.
He could have come down.
From the cross.
From the cross.
To save himself.
To save himself.
But he decided to die.
But he decided to die.
Just to save me.
Just to save me.
Amen. You may be seated. The subject this morning, he decided to die.
All right.
How wonderful that is that he decided to die. There are so many today who will be talking about all the things that Jesus suffered. And in the past, we have done somewhat the same. You remember a few years ago when the Passion of Christ came out, we made it a distinct duty of ours to make sure that we saw all the things and really looked into it to get a full gist of exactly what he suffered. He suffered so much till the Bible says that his visage, his outward appearance, was such so that none of us would want to look upon him. He was marred so, because they started beating him. Soldiers started beating him from the moment, few moments after they arrested him, all into, up until the time that they laid him on the cross. When you hear people today talk about torture, America doesn't torture, wonderboarding, and waterboarding, rather, and all of these things, and how heinous it is, I want you to understand that it doesn't even compare with what Jesus suffered. Wait a minute, how many of you said some of these prisoners have been in prison for umpteen years and they were political prisoners or POWs or even some of them have been terrorists, but how can you say that in just a few hours that Jesus suffered more than any man? Because the scripture says that he suffered more than any man suffered. One of the reasons was because he was completely innocent. He had done no wrong. And the beating that he took, the Bible tells us, was for our transgression. It pleased God to bruise him and make the captain of our salvation complete as a Savior through the things that he suffered. Thank you, Jesus. And then Jesus himself learned obedience. I said, learned obedience even to the death of the cross. And even though he despised the shame of the cross, even though he despised what the cross stood for and all that he had to bear upon it, not the cross itself, not the beating, was not the issue with Christ. Christ could have taken a beating because, I had this preach on this a few years ago, and I told you that Christ was not a 99-pound weakling. He is a man's man. He was a physical man. Nobody could do the kind of work that Christ did and be smaller or physical tenure. Because if you got hundreds of people coming to you every day wanting you to pray for them, lay hands on them, they got all kinds of diseases, and you're dealing with all of their mental situations and all of the anguish that comes, and plus deal with these 12 disciples who you have picked, who bicker and fight and really don't quite understand what you're going through. If you don't think that that really takes a man, try it for a while. Jesus also took on himself the sins of the whole world. So he took our bruises because he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of your peace is upon him. That's how come you can go to sleep. Don't even know it happens. You get in the church and fall asleep. You don't even realize how come you can be so peaceful.
Well,
it's because the chastisement of your peace is upon him. That's how come you can sleep in peace. You shouldn't be able to, but you can.
Well,
because Jesus paid it all. All to him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but his blood
washes white.
No. When Jesus went to the cross, it wasn't because of anything that he had done, but he did it for us. The scripture says that God made him who knew no sin to be made
sin for us.
Thank you. He didn't know any sin. Never did sin. Was born sinless. Could have sinned, but would not sin. Had he sinned, it wouldn't have done anything to him. He's God. What you going to tell God? You wrong? Because you got tired? And because you got mad? And because you cursed the folks instead of blessing them? Such as that violence, when he could have, instead of just letting him spit on him, he turned around and smote him. You gonna tell God that he wrong? Kiss the son.
Yeah.
At least he smites you in his anger.
Yes.
He's the son of God.
Yes.
And whatever he do, I said, whatever he do, it's gonna be right.
Yeah.
But he decided. I said, he decided to accept the abuse. He came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. He took on sin. God, Christ took on sin. Christ was made sin for us. Christ was made the sin offering. What do you mean by a sin offering? You don't understand. You understand that the lamb has done nothing. The pigeon has done nothing. The calf has done nothing. The he-goat has done nothing. The bullock has done nothing. They are domesticated animals. They do what you tell them to do. They walk where you tell them to walk. They eat what you give them. They act like you give them. They even let you kill them. And eat of their own flesh. Let you drink milk out of their bodies which they have for their babes. And yet, when you have sinned against God, when we have willfully went against God, when we have turned our back upon God, when we have decided that we're going to do what we want to do, like we want to do, when we want to do, whom we want to do it with, where we want to do it, and can't nobody tell us nothing. Mm-hmm. Then, when we see the danger, mm-hmm. we start to say, oh, Lord, mm-hmm. forgive me.
Well.
Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me, Father. And all you have to do is just ask in his name. Because he's the lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. Many an animal has suffered for the sins of men. I told you lambs were brought, sheep were brought. First yearing, taken out of the flock just for the cause of being put on the altar, flayed, burnt up. Heart taken out, liver taken out, intricates taken out, put on a burning flame of fire, smoke going up in the air, and then we walk away happy and blessed.
Well,
I want you to know salvation is free.
Mm-hmm.
I said salvation is free.
Yes.
But it cost Jesus his life.
Yes, it
did. I said Jesus, it cost Jesus his life.
Yes.
Well, it should have been us. It should have been us. We are the ones who incurred the penalty because the Bible said that the wages of sin is death. Thank you, God. The wages of sin, but Jesus knew no sin. So then how is it that he could die for us? It's because he decided to die. Thank you, God. But the gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Sin came into the world by the devil and by Adam. And ever since then, men have been dying. Babes and children have been dying. People dying all over the world. Everybody at some point dies. You either going to die spiritually or you going to suddenly face eternal death. Or you're going to die naturally.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to die somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Old folks are saying, if I die now, I don't have to die no more.
Mm-hmm.
If I suffer now, I'm going to have to suffer again.
Mm-hmm.
But why is this so? It's because Jesus paid it all.
Yeah.
Jesus took upon himself our sins. And God made him who knew no sin to be made sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a whole new creation. Thank you, Jesus. You got another chance. Because you got a substitute. When we see the cross many times, and people will be doing it today and this week more than anything else, the sign of the cross. And it's a wonderful thing to remember the sign of the cross, but the sign of the cross is not about you just honoring what Christ has done. The sign of the cross is that I have sinned, we have sinned, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. But now we have returned to the bishop of our soul.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. So the real sign of the cross is that it's empty. That there is nobody else on it any longer. That no longer is there a situation where you and I are going to have to go to a physical cross. But I want you to understand that that doesn't mean that we don't have some crosses to bear. For the song writer said, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? Oh, my friend, there's a cross for everyone. And there's a cross for me. The sacrificated cross I bear. The sacred cross I bear. And if you bear that cross, you have to understand, in bearing the cross, you're not bearing something that is not due you, but you have been switched. Jesus said, I come that you might have life. The enemy comes to kill and steal, and he comes to destroy, but I come that you might have life. We're going to substitute crosses. I'll bear your cross. And you take up my cross.
Well,
take up my cross. The consecrated cross I bear. Till death shall set me free. And then go home. My crown to wear. Because there's also a
crown
for me. No cross.
No crown.
I said no cross. You ain't going to get no crown. But I don't know about you, but I don't plan to go to heaven and empty-handed. Empty, I came into the world. And empty, I will return out of the world. But he didn't send me from heaven empty-handed. He brought me here with life. And when I go back, I want to have something to give back to him. Lord, you gave me your life. And so whose life is it that I'm living anyway? It's not my life. It's your life. For nevertheless, I'm crucified with Christ.
Yes.
So nevertheless, I do live. But the life that we do now live, we live by the faith of the Son of God who died for us. God, Christ, you died for me, and then I'm going to live for you.
Yes.
And Lord, when I died for you, you're going to let me live again. Oh, you didn't hear that. Thank you. You're going to let me live again.
Yes.
If I lose this life on this side,
yes,
I'll pick it up again.
Yes.
You don't understand. If I don't get it now, I ain't going to never have. I'm just going
to have to do it.
I'm just going to do what I got to do because that's just how it is. Because this is the only time we're going to get done. And you can say all you want to, but I'm going to do what I want to do. But you're going to pay something you ain't going to want to pay. Eternity is too long.
Yes, it is.
I said eternity is too long.
Yes.
To spend in hell for some stupid thing. For some silly things. For some temporal things that you did on this side of life.
Yes.
And the really dumbest thing that we could do is not turn to him who is our life and turn our life over to him. And get his life and receive his life. Don't we understand? We are already dead in sin and in trespasses. The Lord has already condemned us. Who is it that tries to live? I try to keep the Ten Commandments. And notice what they say. I try. You try. And you fail. And you fail. And you try. And after a while, you stop trying. Because you can fail all the time.
Yeah.
You don't sense to be trying no longer. It can't be done. And you don't understand that in the wrong reality, that's exactly what the law was meant to do, is to show you that you will be a failure because you cannot do it yourself. You need Jesus.
Yes.
You need a Savior. You need someone that can keep you. You need not your old life. You don't need him to come into your heart. As these folks are trying to say, that's what new birth is. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. You can ask him all day long. I'm going to promise you, I'm going to tell you what he's going to say. He's going to say, no, I will not come into your heart because my spirit, the Holy Ghost that I'm going to give you will not dwell. the penalty is paid, and then he gives you a new heart. I'm going to put a new heart in.
Yes.
A fresh heart in.
Yes.
I'm going to take away that stony heart. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? He's talking about a heart transplant.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Long before the doctors even knew it was possible. They got a mechanical one, keeps it beating. We're going to keep it beating for a little while until we can get a heart. How long I got, Doc? Oh, you got a flu up. You know, we can't keep this going, this thing long, because it don't really do. It won't let your body function like the real heart that you need is. But we're going to keep it as long as we can, and hopefully somebody else that. You say what? Hopefully somebody else that. You mean somebody else got to die so I can live? Oh, yeah, you need a heart transplant. But you mean we're not growing new hearts? You mean I can't have two hearts? You mean you can't clone another heart? No, no. Somebody that already got a heart, who is in the throes of death, and whose heart has not been damaged, we got to take his heart and then transplant it in your body.
Yeah.
And then hope that your body don't reject it so that you can live. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I thank God he got a better plan.
Yes.
So I thank him. He got a better way. Because he said, I'm going to give you my life.
Yeah.
I am life. I am come that you might have life. In him is life. He that made us and gave us life. He said, I'm going to give you a new heart.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Take away the stony heart.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to stamp your heart. I'm going to craft your heart with my word. I'm going to intelligently write upon your heart. And then you're going to keep my commandments. Not you might, not you're going to try and keep the commandments, but you will keep the commandments.
All right.
And I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. Thank you, Jesus. That's a better plan, ain't it?
Yeah.
You get, they got a hard time, but you ain't got to worry about it. The only thing that's going to reject it is sin. And you already want to die to sin. And you already have died to sin. And so that when sin tries to come, you can say almost like old things said, wait a minute. Sin don't live here no more.
Mm-hmm.
When the temptation comes, I can say, Johnny that you're talking about don't live here no more. Mm-hmm. There's been a change in me. God has come and put a new heart.
Yes.
I got a new mind.
Yeah.
I got a new spirit.
Yes.
I got a new one. That's a different way that I talk. Now, all things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So sin came into the world by Satan and Adam. We know how sin and what it has cost us. Sin not only kills in the final, in its finality, but sin starts sustaining us with temptations. Sin and death began to work in us and children at an early stage in life.
Mm-hmm.
Lust began to build up. I want it. I got to have it. And you don't really need it, but you see it and you just got to touch it. You just got to get it. You just got to taste it. You just got to feel it. You just got to know it. Even though it might hurt you, I just got to find out for myself. Forgetting that the wages of sin is.
Yeah.
Gee, being stung to death. Because lust, man is tempted when he turns into his own lust.
Yes.
And after sin is conceived, or lust conceived, it brings on sin.
Mm-hmm.
So you conceive a way to get what you want.
Yes.
Not what you need, what I want. I just want it. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to do it. Everybody else do it. I'm going to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it costs, I'm going to find a way. And when sin comes in, when sin is completed, that rebellion against God is completed, that self-independence that tells you that you can do it your way whenever you want to, and God is going to have to deal with it accordingly. He just going to have to be satisfied because this is what I am. This is what he made me. And so this is how I'm going to do it. And so, but when sin is completed, it brings death, separation from God. Separation from your family.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what sin has cost us. We can look around this day and we see the violence and everybody is in an uproar. There is sexual harassment. There is sexual abuse. is in the highest of the government officials and run rampant among the people. You see it. You no wonder that the people do it. If your leaders do it, no wonder that the leaders do it because they see the people do it. Both of them are blind, following the blind. We have violence and shootings and we look around and we have multiple shootings and we have people who are dying. And they said, every day at least 100 people just in America alone are shot and killed by guns. Somebody is shot 100 times a day and 100 people die just about every day. Hundreds of people are shot, but at least 100 die every day. Sin. I don't care how you look at it. I don't care what your factors are. I don't care what you say are the circumstances that brought it about. But when you break it down to its vital element, it's sin. The other week, everybody's in an uproar. We're looking around and we're seeing that how black males are being shot and killed. And you look around and you can put it on both sides. You can say, well, the police ought to know better. They got the weapon and they shouldn't shoot. They ought to. And his mother said, could you have shot him in his leg? And police are saying, we don't try to do that. We shoot to kill. We don't try to just maim. We don't try to just disarm. We've been taught to shoot for body mass, and it is to knock the assailant down. Whatever happens, happens thereafter. And you can say it's the training, or you can say it's racism, or you can say that whatever it is that you like to say that society has brought us to that. And then they might say, well, the young man had no business running around and doing the things that we accuse him of doing, not knowing whether or not he was really doing something wrong. But guess what? On both sides of sin, if he was out and he shouldn't have been out, if he was doing something he shouldn't have been doing, if he was someplace where he shouldn't have been, what is it that put those two elements together that brought about the death? Sin. I said, sin. Wages of sin is death. We see it playing out before us. It's all through our society, all through our system. Schools are not safe. Sin. Job, you ain't safe. Sin. On the streets. Sin. In your home. Sin. Your mind. What is it that drives folks crazy? What is it that makes them go mad? What is it? Sin.
Well,
depression. Mm-hmm. Anxiety. Frustration. Can't deal with the circumstances. Too hard. And the mind snaps. Sin. I said sin.
Yeah.
But thank you, Jesus. I said, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus became sin.
Uh-huh.
I said, Jesus became sin.
Yes,
that we might be made the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
How wonderful it is that Jesus healed the maniac.
Yes.
Huh? Did he?
Yes,
he did. Cast them demons out, didn't he?
Yes.
Come out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Hold your peace. Are you going to torment us before our time? Is this the time? But let us go into the swamp. Anything but they did not want to be judged by him at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus had a reason, a plan. Sin was destroying and is destroying man. Sin, you look around us, you see it on television.
Mm-hmm.
You see it on. Now we've got to the point we can carry television around. We can see anything we want to. We got our iPads, iPhones. They make them new. You can get any content you want. You can have your own personal content. And now you find it out, even when you got your own personal content, somebody's still watching you. Why are they watching you? Sin. Oh, yeah. They want to know what you're doing because they want to manipulate you. So that they can do what they want to do like they want to do when they want to do it. Sin. But I want you to know that there is a remedy for sin.
Yeah.
I said there is a remedy for sin. What can
wash
away my sin?